Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy world of, well, life. And you know what? It's officially a jungle out there. Between work deadlines, social pressures, and the constant ping of notifications, it's easy to feel like we're drowning in stress and anxiety. Ever get that feeling? Like your brain is on overdrive, playing endless loop music of, what ifs, and, oh no's. Yeah, me too. But guess what? You don't have to be a Zen master or live in a mountaintop retreat to find some peace. Today, we're diving into mindful living, practical tips and tricks you can actually use to chill out, manage that stress, and reclaim your inner calm. Because trust me, it's not about achieving some mythical state of bliss. It's about bringing a little more awareness and intention into your everyday life, one small step at a time. First up, let's talk about being present. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you have zero recollection of the last 30 minutes? We've all been there. It's like our minds are constantly on autopilot, flitting from one thought to the next. Mindfulness is about consciously choosing to focus on the now. Pay attention to your senses. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the sounds around you. It's like hitting the reset button and grounding yourself in reality. Next, breathe. Seriously, this isn't some cliche self-help tip. Deep breathing is a superpower for stress management. When we feel overwhelmed, our breath gets shallow and rapid. By consciously slowing down your breaths, you can actually calm your nervous system and ease anxiety. Try this. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat several times. It's like hitting the pause button on that inner panic storm. Speaking of storms, challenge those negative thoughts. You know those little voice demons that whisper doubts and fears? We've all got them. Mindfulness is about becoming aware of these thought patterns and not letting them rule your life. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Often, these thoughts are just exaggerations or distortions. By questioning them, you can start to break free from their grip. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. We live in a world that glorifies perfection, but the truth is, nobody's perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, to have bad days, and to not always have it all figured out. Mindfulness helps us accept these imperfections and treat ourselves with more kindness and compassion. And finally, make time for things you love. You know those activities that bring you joy and make you feel alive? Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize these moments of pleasure and recharge. Ever had one of those days where everything feels like it's going wrong? Maybe your coffee spilled, you got stuck in traffic, and then your computer decided to have a meltdown? You know the feeling, that sinking sensation of overwhelm as your to-do list seems to multiply by the minute? Well, picture this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done, but then you remember those deep breathing exercises we talked about. So you pause, take a few slow breaths, and suddenly, things start to feel a little less chaotic. You're able to approach your tasks with more clarity and focus. Even the spilled coffee feels less like a disaster and more like an opportunity for a good laugh. See, mindfulness isn't about eliminating stress entirely, because let's face it, that's unrealistic. It's about developing the tools to manage stress more effectively, so you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience and peace of mind. Remember, every little step counts. Start by incorporating just one or two of these tips into your daily routine. Pay attention to your breath, challenge negative thoughts, and make time for things that bring you joy. And most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. This isn't about achieving some flawless state of Zen. It's about embracing the journey with a little more awareness and intention. So go out there, take those mindful steps, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences, ask questions, and join the conversation on social media. Use hashtag #IsolationNation to connect with other listeners and keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.